The next exercise is really just a series of exercises. Now that you can tell basic nested loops, you can create them, you can tell them, and you can make them hypnotic. Now you have all the building blocks that you need to follow the loop structure that we've talked about, from a basic loop to an intermediate loop to an advanced loop to a master level loop. Just go through those four processes as we've discussed, adding in layer after layer after layer, refining the stories. Remember, the stories that you tell become better the more that you tell them. Not because you memorize a specific sequence, please get away from that. All you're going to do is you're going to remember the high points, the points you're trying to reach, and you're going to retell it each time. Each time it will be new, different nuances, sometimes shorter, sometimes longer. So you get used to the feel of the story and make that a natural part of who you are. Because now you have the power of nested loops within your conversational range. Tell lots of these things. Once you get good at one set of loops, create a new set of loops and a new set of loops and a new set of loops. So you have a whole range of loops ready for you to draw on whenever you should need it. The more loops you have, the more you have available to you when it comes to creating spontaneous loops, spontaneous conversational hypnosis material. And above all else, enjoy what you're doing. This is a performance art, which means the more you enjoy it, the more that enthusiasm comes through, the more that other people will enjoy what you're doing as well.